Hey, Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back with a new podcast. The Super Bowl is over. It's time to start the brand new season, 2020 Lions Super Bowl. This is Big Z, and on the podcast today, we got the rest of the crew, and we're going to be doing a three-round mock draft. That means the first three picks that we think the Lions are going to take in the draft. The Lions have a first, a second, and a third-round pick. Nothing more, nothing less, in the first three rounds at least. Unless there's a trade. You never know. And we might discuss that on the pod. We're also going to react to these Matt Stafford rumors. The kind of how ridiculous they are. So we're going to touch on that as well. And just a little teaser. UJ might have a special announcement of breaking news at the end. We'll get to that on the pod as well. Want to thank everybody for listening. Lions Super Bowl 2020. We really believe it. We're drinking the Blue Kool-Aid hard again. 2019 is in the rearview mirror. It is time to get the season going. And now it's really time to get going on the pod.
This is Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, a Detroit Lions podcast made by lifelong Lions fans, UJ.
I've been really drinking a lot of Kool-Aid tonight. Special brand of Kool-Aid called Weller.
Bob.
It's hard to find the losses here. Stafford, regular season MVP.
Rud Dog.
We're going to just be that team that just can flow like water and adapt to any team. The new dynasty is born.
And Connor.
Got to be Stafford. Now with the two tight end sets that I'm so excited about, I see it all clicking.
And I'm your host, Big Z. The media knows nothing. Forward down the field. One pride. Get your Kool-Aid. It's time for the pod.
Hey, Blue Kool-Aid drinkers. We are back. It's been a couple weeks since UJ and I did a podcast a couple weeks ago. Just react to the Super Bowl and things of that nature. But now we got more of the crew back here, and we're ready for the full offseason. Some in the past have called it the Lions Super Bowl, you know, the time for the draft.
Oh, yeah, baby.
But we got UJ, we got Red Dog, and we got Bob here.
Yo!
And we're ready to talk. This is a brand new season. The 2020 season is underway right now. So it's technically not the end of the league year yet until the middle of March, but it's the beginning of the new season right now. Everything that happened in the past, the past 50 plus years of Lions football in the Super Bowl era, it's in the past. Look forward.
That's right.
On this podcast, and what we're going to be doing today is doing a way too early. The draft isn't until late April, like April 28th, I believe. It's February 13th. We're recording this on. It's way too early. They even had the combine yet, individual workouts, but a way too early three-round mock draft. So pretty much guessing who we're going to take in the first, second, and third round since Lions have one pick in each of those.
It's like way too early, man.
Futile.
This is awesome. I love it. Yeah, perfect.
I mean, mock drafts are all over the place on the internet now. So it's really just ramping up in the high gear in a lot of ways. And it's all ridiculousness to a certain extent, but it's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of
speculation,
baby.
It's so weird why the NFL draft, more than any other sport, is just so just addicting to predict. I don't know. Is it because we love the sport so much? Or, like, slaves over, like, an NBA one. Or maybe just because there's so many players.
We all love the Lions so much, but we watch them very little compared to how much we talk about them, because we talk about them all the time.
That's
true.
Yeah, the actual game to talk ratio is way out of whack.
You know, maybe that's it. Football's the best sport, therefore its draft has the most impact.
I think another aspect of it too, though, is that college football is wildly popular, and we know a lot of these players that are coming through. Unlike I think college basketball is not as popular, and definitely not hockey or any of the other sports. We know these players, and it's going to be exciting to pick them. But before we get into that, I want to get to some news that was that came out today, actually, and it's February 13th. This morning, there's a report by a local Detroit, I think some guy named Bernie something, where there was a report out there floating around that the Lions were seriously considering and listening to offers for Stafford. This is complete ridiculous nonsense, and you know, on here we call it applesauce or bullshit. It's unbelievable. Bob Quinn had to text Dave Perget to get out word that it's completely 100% false. I want you guys to react to this. But I mean, that's my opinion. Ridiculous.
Well, this could be just a clever ruse, you know, to get people thinking that we might be thinking about a quarterback in the draft. You know, I don't know. This could be a little play acting going on here.
Oh yeah.
I'm hoping to create some interest at the top of the draft. People thinking that maybe we'll take Tua and maybe have to trade up. Because I'll tell you what, if Washington trades their second pick, that ball was chasing right in our lap. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it would be pretty awesome too. So,
whether intentional or not, it's functioning as that. More people think we might do it. Better chances that it makes someone get a little itchy trigger finger to jump us in the draft.
And I think, UJ, what were you saying? You might have some breaking news about a possible Lions trade, right?
I do?
Yeah, I thought that you were saying before we hopped on the podcast here that you had some unnamed sources that, you know, even the top media can't verify.
I'm gonna come to that later in the podcast.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We got to keep the listeners engaged all the way to the end, right? So a nice teaser.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Stay tuned.
We don't have advertisers, but they would really appreciate that, like halfway through being able to get their ad read. But we don't have advertisers. We'll take them on.
Let me I'm going to say one thing about the Stafford thing. It's obviously ridiculous. And what Quinn said, it's 100% bullshit, I think was his text. But it'll be a $32 million cap hit if they didn't trade this year, which would be insane.
Yeah, it's absurd.
There's no way they're going
to
do that.
I think he's a 23 right now, and it'd be 32 if he was to get traded.
Yeah, so we better hurry up.
It's not even beneficial to trade him from a financial perspective.
We better hurry up and get rid of our elite quarterback to take a huge financial hit.
Yeah.
Makes total sense. Logic is sound.
Yeah. Well, hey, but at least the Lions, you know, were in the national conversation this morning. That was cool.
That's true. But just from a purely emotional take, I mean, Stafford's my favorite player since Barry, and I mean, going way back, and I just want to see him take us there to the promised land. He's the most exciting player. I've been going back last couple of weeks watching Stafford videos on YouTube and stuff, and the guy still has the best arm I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I don't care what you say about Aaron Rodgers, and you know, some of those guys have won more games and things, but his arm is just magical. I mean, his perfect spiral. He throws these darts just on a dime. Unbelievable throughout his whole career. There's so many great highlights.
Is that your catharsis after a long day of work? You're like, oh man, honey, I had a tough day. I'm gonna put on some Stafford highlight tapes.
Well, that could be.
The throw he made against the Chiefs over the middle between the four defenders is just incredible, especially from the other end zone view, where the ball just completely disappears and somehow gets in. I think it was Gallagher.
That was absolutely amazing.
Right? Yeah, ridiculous.
So many
anyway, I just don't want to see Stafford get traded, even though a lot of people
he's
like
not. He's not.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
I don't see the incentive, even if it was realistic. It would have to be so astronomical. I doubt anyone's going to give us what we would need.
I'm surprised it wasn't Carlos Monterrez that came up with this or something.
Yeah,
you know, one of the real
Actually, Monterrez wrote an article recently, a very positive article.
What?
I swear to God,
we're getting through to him.
This team has a chance to really turn it around this year. He says, why the Lions can turn this whole thing around in 1 year? Who wrote this thing? Who was Monterrez? Or whoa, what had he been smoking, man? It's
he's been
great.
The Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
He's been listening.
He must be listening to the podcast, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. I want to give him a little credit for writing a positive article.
Yeah, positive reinforcement.
All right. Yeah, so I want to get into it here. So the draft, you know, as I mentioned, the Lions have the third overall pick. Then they have a second round pick and an early third round pick. So a lot of top-tier talent hopefully coming our way. Before we get to our pick at number three, do we have any guesses as to who will go 1-2? Burrow, obviously. Is everybody?
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's going to go number one.
Number one. But
Joe Burrow's definitely.
I mean, it'd be just utterly It'd be the biggest shock in any draft, I think, if they didn't take him.
That would be very shocking. If what if they took Tua instead?
Well, some people are trying to say that, but this like harkens back to when Stafford was coming out and they're talking about Sanchez. Which one's really better, Sanchez or Stafford? Like, come on. It wasn't even close.
All I'm saying is before this season, Tua would have gone over Burrow hands down. You know, he had one outstanding year. You know, they might
maybe, though. That's only a maybe because, I mean, Burrow's had just a year from the most unbelievable season.
You can argue he had the best college court season by any college quarterback in history.
That's my point, though. But before that, he wasn't even, like, projected in the top quarterbacks to go. So, I mean, that's all I'm saying. It was, teams feel like he might be a flash in the pan. I doubt he is.
Some people said Tua might have gone number one in this draft if he didn't get hurt.
He probably would have gone number one if Burrow didn't play the season he had. I mean, still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Z, if you're talking about the best season, you're forgetting Shea Patterson from Michigan this year. Oh, no, Jesus. Forget it. No. Yeah. Sorry.
All right.
I think he got his ass chewed out, too, by Patricia in that Senior Bowl week. So.
He did.
That was fun to see.
I'm sure he had it coming.
The operative word there is forgot about the season that he had.
At number two, I mean, it's the Redskins. Are we on this podcast going to assume that they are taking Chase Young?
Keep the pick, Chase Young.
Well, this is going to lead right into our picks.
Yeah, so let's go into our picks because it'll go into that question as well. So I guess we'll start with you, Bob. I want to see who do you think the Lions are going to take as the third overall pick in this draft, or what they will do with it. Maybe they won't take somebody at third overall.
Well, I'll tell you what I think they're going to do when they. If it plays out and nobody trade, if the Redskins draft Chase Young, I'm sure the Lions will try to deal the pick, ideally, you know, like so we can move down a few slots and get some more picks. But if they stay there, I know it's high to pick him, and a lot of people have him slotted, though, is that I think they're going to take Jeff Okuda, the cornerback from Ohio State. And the reason I think that would be a good pick for them is because they need an impact player. Like this guy could be a potential All-Pro. And they can't miss on this pick. And I think we need somebody who's going to be going to Pro Bowls and All-Pro, another solid player. I think at that high a pick, you want an impact guy, and I think he'd be it. So, but ideally, you would trade back to the Dolphins or something and still get Okuda and another pick. But
yeah.
But if we're just ending up there, and if it goes Burrow, Chase Young, and Okuda. Hopefully, the Redskins could trade would be fine too. If Chase Young landed with us, I would love that. But
Okuda's awesome. His stats in college are ridiculous in terms of the amount of yards that he gave up. I think less than 45 against everybody that went against him this year. And that's just in single coverage, at least.
He only gave up, like, one touchdown, too.
Yeah, his numbers are ridiculous for the college level.
And I think he could actually make some impact as a rookie. I know it's a tough transition, but I think he could.
And Ohio State's had some – I mean, they have a track record with cornerbacks. Denzel Ward came out and was a rookie. I think he was defensive rookie of the year for the Browns.
Yeah.
I mean, they got some guys who come out of that program who've proven
– Not a lot of quarterbacks struggle early, but the top tier ones usually play pretty well, I'd say. Like Jalen Ramsey in his rookie year was really good. He was an All-Pro. So, I mean, he's getting
a lot of comps to Jalen Ramsey from some of these prognosticators out there, these analysts.
Well, those guys usually have an elite skill set. That separates them from everyone else. They usually have this top speed and size to begin with and displayed good fundamentals in the college level. So, yeah, I mean, when you're just that.
And if we do re-sign Slay, you know, if we keep Slay, you know, don't trade him, that would be a sweet pairing there with
Hell
those two guys.
Pairing.
Yeah, and before we get into the rest of the first-round picks, do we think the Lions – I know we've talked about this already several times, and now we're getting closer to that decision time for the Lions. Do we expect a Darius Slay trade, or is he going to be on the Lions in 2020?
I say keep him. Even if you,
No, I'm not saying what do you think. I'm saying what will we do?
I say
what
they
is you,
keep
what do you
him.
Guess?
I think their best case scenario is you have him on the team this year. I mean, oh no, best case scenario is they extend him. Second best is they just keep him for the final year of his contract before he hits free agency. I don't think you're going to get the value for him to win this year, to help this team win this year. So I think they're going to keep him.
I just want to say Josh Norman signed a 5-year, $75 million contract. That's the second highest in the league. And he sucks. Darius Slay is going to ask for a lot more than that.
The Lions aren't going to give it to him. They're not going to give it to him.
It would seem out of character for Bob Quinn, but maybe it would be in character because the one thing the Patriots do sign is defensive backs at high prices. If they spend money on anything, it's that.
So for sure to get.
They already gave Justin Coleman a boatload of money at Justin Coleman's way overpaid compared to the rest of the league at his position for the slot corner.
I wouldn't be mad if we, but he is a little older though, so that does factor into it. Isn't he already 30?
Yeah.
31 or something like that. So I mean, I don't know if they're going to give him a monster contract.
If I had to guess, I would say that the Lions are going to trade him.
Okay.
I lean toward what you're saying, Z. I think they're going to, either way, he's going to play this year. I don't think he'll sit because.
Well, then we're not going to trade him, is what you're saying.
It's too risky. It's too risky for him to sit in a contract year. I think he.
You know what I fear? I fear that Darius Slay ends up on the Cowboys somehow, and that they. I could just totally see that scenario happening.
I don't think we're going to trade him. I think he's going to.
Why would you fear that?
Contract.
I could see him playing really well in the Cowboys. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, the Cowboys aren't going to win with him or without him. But I don't know if you guys heard Dave Burkett today. He was talking about this very subject, and he thinks that they will end up trading him. But he said if they did end up paying him $17 million, it'll kind of end up being a similar range that he's at now because there's going to be other big contracts behind him. Like Jalen Ramsey's going to be making like 20 or whatever. So I think it'd be worth it. I hope they do keep him myself.
Yeah.
I hope they do too. I really do.
So you guys don't think there's any possibility he plays this year on his final year of his contract?
I think there's a possibility there.
Or no trade?
I think he holds out.
He might hold out and make a big deal before the season.
They're not going to give him away, all right? They're going to try to. If they're going to trade him, they're going to get something for him. So,
but they're not going to get as much as you think, I think, because any team that's trading for him knows they're going to have to pay him a lot of money, which lessens his value. So maybe a third-round pick.
And they're not going to be able to replace his value on the roster with that trade. I think he plays out his contract year, and he plays hard to get a – to get a big free agency score.
The problem is the Lions, if the only way I think they trade Slay is if they know they can get Okuda. Because otherwise, they're out two cornerbacks, essentially.
Well, what happens if Chase Young falls in your lap and you're sitting there and you take him instead of Okuda? Now you don't have a number.
Well, they're going to have to have a plan. They're going to have to go sign a free agent. Because free agency happens before the draft.
I just don't think you plan on drafting a guy because the draft is too volatile to bank on. I don't think that's your number one plan A anyway. But
I know, but they're going to have some sort of plan.
Absolutely.
And free agency.
Yeah, Rub Dog, if they do get Chase Young, that's going to help all the defensive backs.
Oh, for sure. But, I mean, it's also going to suck.
But,
drop off in talent.
So, UJ or Rud Dog, did you have us taking Okuda third overall as your prediction?
No.
No.
Okay,
who's
so
next?
let's go to you, Rud Dog. What do you think's going to happen with the Lions in the first round, I guess?
I just have a gut feeling right now that things are going to work out in a really nice way for the Lions, and we're going to be sitting there at 3, and Chase Young is going to fall into our lap. Whether I think it's weird to me that
– or we take a tight end.
Yeah,
I'm just
or
kidding.
tight end who could be pad in the second round. No, I just think that, for one – I don't understand why everyone's just assuming the Redskins aren't going to take quarterback. Dwayne Haskins is not – like, too many teams who are in the top of the draft that don't – like, teams are turning over quarterbacks a lot faster these days. Like, I was talking to UJ like this. He put – these guys, like Josh Rosen, like, they have their guy, and then they're like, well, they got a chance at a better guy, so they take a shot at him. they're gonna if they want to get out of the dregs, they need a better quarterback than Dwayne Haskins, and I feel like they should know that.
Dwayne Haskins was playing pretty good down the stretch last year.
What's pretty good?
He didn't play good against us, but he got way better after that.
What's way better? I mean,
like completing 70% of his passes and winning a couple.
Yeah,
games.
Yeah, you're talking about the last game and a half, something like that.
No, I'm talking about the last three games.
Like
of
half
season.
A season.
Either way,
he only started the last like five.
I think something happens
games.
Here. I have a feeling they're gonna get the chance to trade out of that pick because people are gonna want to jump in front of us with all this hype, and just to ensure that they get a shot at Tua. If it's not the Redskins, I think the Dolphins do it or someone else. And I just have a feeling Chase Young's gonna be sitting there at three for us to take. But let's just say, besides that, my next go-to default would be. I got to go with, as much as I like Okuda, I think Isaiah Simmons is a truly special player, and that's who I would pick. I think he could be a total game changer. Guy had elite numbers in three different areas of the field in college, whether it was cornerback, safety, or linebacker. I don't know why he's being overlooked by everybody at this stage of the process, but I mean, I know Okuda is a prototypical number one cornerback, but I think Isaiah Simmons is a truly special player and unique.
I don't think he's been overlooked. I think he's been in the conversation a lot.
He's definitely in the top five conversation.
Well, I just don't see why. I don't see why he doesn't like. But it usually starts at like five for him. I don't see why. They're projecting him to run in the 4.3s at 6.4, like 2.30 or 2.30.
I've seen him to the Giants at four in a lot of mock drafts.
So. I mean, I'm sure it's out there. Anyway, I think he could be. I would take him over.
So, what's your actual prediction?
I said it was Chase Young.
Okay, just making sure. All right. How about you, UJ?
All right. I think we're gonna get Chase Young because I think the Redskins are either gonna take a quarterback or they're gonna trade the pick. And Chase Young's going to fall into our lap, so it'll be a no-brainer just to take him there. If, perchance, though, that didn't work out, I got to agree with Red Dog in this one. I'm liking Isaiah Simmons. I think that long-term he'd have a bigger impact than Okuda. I could be totally wrong about that, but I can just see this guy. Our linebackers, I don't think the weakness in our linebacking gets talked about enough. And if we can improve our front seven, the defensive backs are going to improve by default. And I think we got more value picking a guy like Simmons there. So, but I'm going to go with Chase Young as my pick, though. I think we're going to get him. I think Redskins are going to trade or take a quarterback.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to agree with Rudd Dog and UJ. I'm also thinking Chase Young falls the lines at three. The Redskins have three former first-rounders on their D-line, two of which are going to have to pay in a couple of years a lot of money, assuming that they keep playing out. That's Jonathan Allen and Montez Sweat. Both are pretty good players. Montez Sweat, so-so right now, but he's on the up-and-up. Ryan Kerrigan also is on their line that they pay a lot. That's a lot to go to the D-line. If they get Chase Young, that's another guy they might have to pay in the future, and they'll pay all those guys at one time. I think that might be a slight factor into it. Not that I mean that'd be a good problem for them to have to pay them all a lot of money because that means they're playing. But another thing, Dwayne Haskins, I think they like a lot. There's no indication that they are looking for another quarterback, unlike the Josh Rosen situation where we all knew the Cardinals were not a big fan of him and looking to get rid of him immediately. There's been no indication of that whatsoever, and there is a lot of buzz out there that the Redskins are, actively looking to. Trade back. Now, I mean, that could be any rumors. Like, this is a way too early mock draft, right? So, rumors just fly everywhere. Like the Stafford one that we heard today, for instance. Just things are all crazy. People, throwing things out there. But I really do believe that Chase Young's going to fall to us at three because I think somebody's going to really like, the fact that Tua looks like he's going to be healthy and ready in March to start practicing is really encouraging in terms of a team wanting to trade up for him. The Dolphins or other teams can't wait for the third pick. They are going to trade up to two. Look at the Bears; they trade up for Trubisky.
Yeah.
They couldn't wait. Yeah. I mean,
look at the worst.
I'm looking at examples.
Hey, the Bears might trade Mac for that number two pick.
Like
we saw that rumor today.
I mean, look at what did the Rams? Give they traded the number two overall pick to who is it? The Redskins, right? So.
Was that how they got Haskins?
No. Who was it?
What?
It was like a ridiculous. They got Aaron Donald in the trade. I can't remember off the top of my head.
They traded up to number two? Oh.
Yeah. Or maybe it wasn't.
No, that is not how that worked. Aaron Donald was picked after our guy, after Ebron.
After Ebron.
So I don't know what you're talking about, but.
Well, I'll come back to me in a moment, but there's a history of teams trading up to number two to get a quarterback, and I really feel like it's going to happen this year again.
Plus,
because these teams cannot wait for to get to the third pick,
plus
because someone's going to leapfrog them.
A lot of people are excited about Tua because he represents, like, he's one of those next-gen quarterbacks that can be a threat on the ground and through the air, like all these guys like the Mahomes and Lamar Jackson types that can run and throw the ball or what's his name from the Seahawks, Wilson. So I think he's drumming up a lot of excitement. He's always, like, people have been excited about him for a long time, and a little bump with an injury, if he's healthy, won't dissuade them.
Yeah, I have one quick question about this Tua thing. What if he checks out and he has, like, an amazing pro day and stuff, and he's sitting there for the Lions? What if they took him? What would you guys think of that? Just, I mean, not intending, not trading Stafford, but keeping Stafford, but you're also drafting Tua just because he's there and he's the most talented guy.
I'd shit my pants. You know, there is a part of me that's like, that is very interesting, intriguing. I don't like it for the win now, but Stafford is, he's not a, you know, spring flower anymore. He's finished 2 years in a row with a broken back. It's, you know, to have him come and develop behind Stafford is very intriguing. Plus, he shows to have immense upside, and I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, damn, that would be interesting. But if Chase Young's there, that's not – I don't like that. But.
Oh, by the way, the trade I was thinking of with the Redskins trading up to for RG3, number two overall. And the Redskins gave up their number six overall pick, a second round. 39th overall pick, which is Janoris Jenkins.
No wonder you forgot the details. You're really reaching back in that one.
2013 nice. First rounder and a 2014 first. So the Redskins gave up three first rounders and a second rounder in that pick. And just since we're going looking at this trade, they got Alec Ogletree, Michael Brocker, Stebnan Bailey, Zach Stacy, Isaiah Pete, and they pretty much built half their roster from one trade. So That could be something the Lions look at, too, at number three. But net number two is really valuable from, a trading for a quarterback, and that's why I really like the Lions' chances to get Chase Young at number three.
Because if they do Chase Young, then we're sitting in the trades hot seat for a trade. No one can sit tight and wait.
Definitely
for
not as much, though. Well, the only hope if the Lions do want to trade is that someone else falls in love with Justin Herbert just as much as the other ones.
So why is like the suddenly that mean he that Tua wasn't as desirable as everyone thought or something? If he falls past two, I'm saying
I think so.
No,
a
what
bit.
I'm saying is if they go ahead and take Chase Young at two, and we're sitting there and Tua's available, you're saying he's not as valuable anymore, so people aren't going to look to trade to three.
I am trying to predict what's going to happen, and I think people are going to trade up to two for a quarterback.
No, I agree with that. But you said if it happens the other way, you don't think then people aren't going to want to trade to three.
No, I think they will.
That was the scenario I just put out. You just said no.
Okay. The Lions, if they do trade the third pick, I think they can get, you know, the value can vary. It depends on how badly somebody would want a Tua or a Justin Herbert is not out of the question to get drafted out of two either. So don't leave that out of the equation.
That's true. The Bears went up to got Trubisky.
That's true.
A lot of people really liked him out of the Senior Bowl as well. He left a lot of there's a lot of positivity about him coming out of that. You know, the Colts got three second rounders when the Jets traded up for Sam Darnold. So that could be a, I mean, there's, I don't think there's a team that has three second rounders, but I'm just saying that type of ammunition could be had from trading that third pick. It's really interesting. Maybe they throw in.
If we could trade back, get capital, and still get Okuda or Simmons, just draft.
That's
be
why.
Dynamite.
That's why a trade with the Dolphins is so appealing because you can fall back to five and still get one of those guys.
Or Derek Brown on top, or one of those three.
I know you. So just a couple other people that they might pick, and there's two inside guys: Derek Brown and Javon Kinlaw.
Kinlaw, who's he?
If you don't know Javon Kinlaw,
South Carolina.
A lot of people like him more than Derek Brown, even. He's 6'6", 310, just an absolute beast on the inside.
Big boy.
An elite pass rusher. He didn't play in a Senior Bowl game, but he practiced 80% of the week until he like had a little ankle thing. Not a big deal. And he just apparently terrorized every single offensive lineman there. Man amongst boys, apparently, was the
nice.
A lot of
it
people
seems
don't know
like
that was.
He'd be high to pick at three, though. I've always seen him slotted like middle of the round.
Yeah, I mean, really, after the first two picks, these mock drafts are everywhere. So
yeah,
I've seen Derek Brown, I've seen Kinlaw at three. So to the Lions, it's really all over the place.
Either way, if we're in the top five, we're gonna get an elite guy.
Yeah,
I don't see how
and
we can.
A defender. Until we go ahead and take Jerry Jeudy or something.
Yeah. So I guess that's a good segue. I'm talking about receivers, and the receivers in this draft are really – it's a pretty deep and talented wide receiver class. But I'm curious what you guys think is going to happen for the Lions' 35th overall pick in this draft. So we're moving on to the second round now, second round predictions.
All right.
Let's go
sure,
to you.
That's fun.
I want to go to you, UJ. I want to see what you were thinking in the second round.
Okay. You're going to kill me for this one. But KJ Hamler, wide receiver out of Penn State.
Wow, really?
I think
I
we're
did
gonna
not
get,
expect that one. I'm
we're going to get a game-changing speed guy. It's just going to add a dynamic element to our offense.
Let
much in the way of Tyreek Hill, that kind of thing. Tyreek Hill. And as a substitute, if it wasn't him, I don't know, Jaron Reagor from TCU, but I kind of like Hamler. I like him. He's not huge. He's 5'11", about 195, I think. He's not big, but super fast. They're saying a 4.4 in the 40. So, that's my second round mock.
He might run faster than that 4.4. That's just projected.
You're going to love that.
Yeah, if you watch any of the Penn State games, he's stuck out like a sore thumb on that offense.
If he can be like Tyreek Hill, then hell yeah.
Yeah.
And what a weapon for Stafford, though, man. About it.
And we saw flashes of it with Marvin Hall, right?
Right. Imagine a faster Marvin Hall.
The Hall pass. Yeah. Right.
Right. Right, right, right. I mean, because the thing with these little fast receivers is you got to have a guy with an arm and that can throw them open. Otherwise, it's kind of worthless.
Because
we see a lot of these fast guys not paying out well, like John Ross and the Bengals. Andy Dalton doesn't have quite the arm that a Stafford or a – that's why Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill work so well together, because Mahomes has such a big arm. He can throw deep to Tyreek Hill in stride.
Stafford's got a better arm than Mahomes, so,
Maybe.
Yes.
Not maybe.
Who are
maybe.
You? Is this drinking the Woo Kool-Aid or drinking the golden red Kool-Aid?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So you have Hamler. Very interesting. Very interesting. Let's go to you, Bob.
All right. Well, I was thinking what would be interesting here. This isn't my pick, but Julian Okwara is available, the edge guy from Notre Dame.
Notre Dame guy.
He's got a brother.
He's got a brother.
So you might know Okwara. But anyway.
Yeah.
But Romeo. But I didn't go with the Quara. I'm going with the Jordan Elliott from Mizzou. He's an interior lineman. He's supposed to be like, from what I've read, he's like the, if you don't get Derek Brown, he'd be the next guy to get if you're slotting up an interior. And and we have
6'4",
you know, with Snacks.
315.
Snacks, you know, we don't know what his future is. We just got to keep those bodies churning in there. And he's supposed to have a lot of good upside. And Jordan Elliott from Mizzou, that's my guy.
Interesting. So. Very interesting. Yeah.
I like the going defense. I like that.
Yeah, he's the fifth. Sure. At least I'm looking at CBS Sports rankings here. He's the fifth overall D lineman. So that's definitely a possibility. I think that's a little too high to draft him based on where I've seen his value. Because I've seen him ranked in the 60s on a lot of draft boards, but it would be interesting. I would need to learn more about him still. I don't know fully about him yet, so I guess we will see.
Well,
interesting.
I take exception to your analysis.
How about you, Rod Dog?
Okay.
Second round.
So we get Chase Young in the first round. Second round. I'm excited because it's going to be no other than J.K. Dobbins, Ohio State running back.
Woo!
That dude Yeah, he's dynamite on the field. He doesn't have that last gear to, you know, necessarily always hit home runs, but he might hit them just because his first gear is so explosive, and he has a second gear. But, like, the guy can do it all. He can catch passes like a receiver. He's got great cutting and power through the hole. I would be super psyched. And with our running back situation, you can't trust Kerryon to stay healthy.
Nope.
At this
or
point.
Productive.
Or productive. Well, I mean, I think if he stays healthy, he stays productive. But, yeah, I know he didn't show too hot this year. And then, I mean, we still don't know for sure what we got out of Bo. I think he'll be good, but he's not your primary back. And then I liked what's his name? Our little guy,
Ty Johnson.
What?
Ty Johnson?
No, I like Ty Johnson. Who's the little guy?
Oh, J.D. McKissic.
J.D. McKissic, but like he could fill the J.D. McKissic role as a rookie, as your gadget guy to go out take passes out of the backfield, but also be a you know a good run between the tackles guy. I think he would just really shore up our run game and potentially give a great upside to it. And if he's sitting there at the second pick, I would be excited about grabbing him.
Yeah.
I'd be excited about having him on the team for sure.
I was close to picking J.K. Dobbins. I really was. And I went with somebody else. I can't believe UJ didn't pick this guy. I'm actually shocked, considering how much you like J.J. Watt. Or not, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not J.J. Watt. T.J. Watt, sorry. There's too many damn Watts in the league. this guy is very much in the same mold. Maybe not quite as dominant in college, but, I mean, very explosive linebacker out of Wisconsin. His name is Zach Bon.
Actually, Z, he was my alternate pick. I swear to God. I did not forget about that guy.
Very much in the same mold. Played a very similar position at Wisconsin. This year at 53, tackles, 12.5 sacks, which was ninth in the country. Forced a couple fumbles, had a pick. Wisconsin had one of the top defenses in the country. And, you know, it's tough to get, you know, watch tape on all these guys, but, you know, you listen to all these scouts that run their podcasts that actually take the time to learn. And, you know, they say he – because I was listening to one recently, Moving the Sticks, is with Daniel Jeremiah, who is a former NFL GM. And what he was saying is that – because they were comparing Kenneth Murray, who's projected to be a first-round linebacker, but that his tape, he's good in a lot of areas, but not elite in anything. Nothing popped off the tape. When they watched Bond on tape, they said maybe he wasn't quite as athletic in some areas, but there were some games that he would just take over on the defense, and that's what I like to see, that high upside, and you can get that in the second round. And God only knows we need it at the linebacker position in this defense. For the love of God.
Yeah, we did.
I know this
6'3", 235, he fits the mold. We get this guy, please.
I know this is one source, but
I love to
do it often because it's just a good place to get like a bunch of information. And Walter Football has him as projected 4th to 6th round. Where
no.
are you seeing higher?
No way.
No. He's middle second round to high second round.
Yes.
He's in the 40s.
I'm just asking where you're seeing your projections.
Well,
at this point, it all means nothing. But
yeah, I mean, I look at like you know overall rankings too on ESPN or things of that nature. So on CBS, he's ranked 43rd overall. So it really depends on like you said where you look. But Bond's ranked as the second highest outside linebacker on ESPN here.
I like the, size.
I think Walter is kind of dropping the ball on a lot of their stuff, or they don't update or something because. You know, comparing to other sites, they seem to be off.
Yeah,
it's the
so you got to take everything with a grain
subjective.
Of salt. Anyway, but
it's all opinion.
I know, but I know. You're right, but I think
Quinn said that they were happy with their linebacking core.
Yeah, right.
That could be another.
You're trying to poke the
Hornets
nest. Because by the way, Walter Football has us getting Chase Young, so you might want to hope he's right.
And don't be.
I meant to say they're wrong on everything.
I wouldn't be shocked. Well, this might go into the third round, I guess. Was there any other considerations that you guys had in the second round here that you know you toyed around with?
Well, you already called out my second option, so that would have been my second option.
Yeah, and I had Okwara as my second.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't really. Have anybody else?
Your J.K. Dobbins or nothing
there's,
at all?
There's
huh?
No, there's a handful of There's a handful of D linemen in that range that
another running back that
I don't know anything about him yet.
Another running back that a lot of people have talked about going to the Lions and mock drafts is DeAndre Swift out of Georgia. A lot of people, some people have him as their highest ranked running back in this draft.
In the second?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Most people don't think he'll be there then.
Yeah, I mean that, you know, you never know with running backs in the draft. Because a lot of people think it's you know, it's too much value to draft one in the first round, and then that's why a lot of them go in the second round.
And it's what teams want a running back too. There's different, you know, there's types of running backs.
Yeah, there's Jonathan Taylor out of Wisconsin. I mean, these are just
I love that kid.
Oh, he'd
I
be awesome.
Watch him though, not be very good. I don't trust Wisconsin running backs. They always run behind these monster O lines, and you never really know what they're going to do in the NFL because they, when they actually have to like kind of work for their yards more.
Melvin Gordon turned out pretty good.
He turned out all right, yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah, if they do decide to go running back in the second round, though, I think they'll have their pick of the litter pretty much.
Yeah, it should. I think there's going to be a couple there.
I don't think they will. But
another possible linebacker out of LSU, 6'1", 227, Patrick Queen. That's another name I've seen float around.
That doesn't sound like it fits our scheme at all.
Patrick Queen's going to go in the first round.
Maybe.
And when do we – are we looking for little linebackers?
I mean,
That's like a weak side 3 or 4-3 linebacker. That's not really what they've been going for. But by the way, this draft is loaded with the types of bodies like they target. Look, because that was the whole thing last year when they picked Tavai. He was the only big body linebacker in the draft.
Yeah,
and they grabbed him at 2. But like this year, there is a gluttony of 6'4", 240 plus linebackers.
And if we're looking for other cornerbacks to possibly, you know, draft, say we don't get a Kuda, but we still need one. Other names are out there. Probably a first-rounder is Trevon Diggs from Alabama. C.J. Henderson out of Florida. Bryce Hall out of Virginia. I've seen him to the Lions in a few mock drafts as well in the second round. And A.J. Terrell from Clemson. I hope it's not – I can't remember off the top of my head who A.J. Terrell is, but I hope it's not the guy that was playing who's number one on Clemson. All right, so – we're going to move on to the third round now. So let's go to you, UJ. Who do you got the Lions taking in the third round? You're the one that wanted to take this mock early, way too early mock draft at 3 rounds, so you're going to go first.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you who I want to take. We're going to build up that we're going to keep building up our O-line. I'm taking Logan Stenberg, guard out of Kentucky, 6'6", 322 pounds, monster. Vicious player, plays with attitude. He's going to be awesome.
You think he'll be there?
Well, you know, he's a guard, you know, and they might fall, I'm hoping. But, yeah, that's my choice. I think he may be there. I know he's one of the higher-ranked guards in the draft.
Yeah.
You know, there's a chance he won't be there, but in my mock, he's there. So
that's all that matters.
That's the important thing.
Damn it, he's there. That's who I'm taking, man. We're going to keep building that line. I mean, we're going to lose Glasgow probably, and we're going to need to do something to keep that line building from the through the draft. You know, we have to keep building through the draft.
I'm really surprised we're not re-signing Glasgow.
I am too, and I'm kind of bummed about it. But
yeah, it doesn't look like he will be back.
All about how they use their resources and. Hey, Red Dog, like we were talking earlier today, remember before the Quinn era, you know, and people are still down on Quinn and Patricia and all that stuff. But remember, we were always, every year in cap hell, every year, man. Like, well, we couldn't do much of anything. Mm-hmm. But say what you will about Quinn and Patricia, and they drafted decently, and maybe they could, you know, miss on a few. But our cap is looking great. We have options. We can do things. We can maneuver.
Yeah, a lot more flexible.
Never could do that before, you know. So you look at it from that way, and I think you'll appreciate a lot of what they're doing right now.
And
so.
On top of that, we're more talented than we were in the past when we were also cap-strapped.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's go to you, Bob. Who do you have the Lions taking in the third round?
Okay. I gave a lot of love to the defense in the first two picks. I went, you know, quarterback and lineman.
Yeah.
Now, this one, third round, a local kid from Detroit, Michigan, Cass Tech High, Michigan Wolverines, Donovan Peoples-Jones, wide receiver.
Boy.
Oh, boy. That would be so fun watching him and Stafford. This guy's got great hands, great instincts for the ball, and he's fast as hell. I think he'd be fun.
Well, you're a Michigan fan. Wouldn't he, like, disappear at times in a lot of those Michigan games?
Yeah, but he had Shea Patterson throwing to him, too. I think
you speak so highly of him, though.
I like him a lot myself. I think he'd be great on the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, he was I think he was the top receiver in his recruiting class. Is that correct? There was, like, Julio Jones comparisons to him at times coming out of high school. Maybe it didn't come to fruition in college, but, you know, like you said, did he have Brandon Peters throwing to him first? You know, it's been a swath of quarterbacks.
He's had a few people throwing to him, and he's had some injuries, but I think he's going to be a good pro.
I don't hate it, that's who CBS has the Lions taking in third round as well, actually.
And he's from Detroit, too, which is cool, a Cass Tech kid, you know. I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't hate it necessarily, especially I think a lot of people at the Lions taking a wide receiver in the third round, especially because they know that Marvin Jones and Kenny Galladay are in the last year of their contracts this year.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if the Lions extend Kenny Galladay this offseason.
Though they also have been known to hit on gold in, like, the fourth round, a.k.a. Kenny Galladay. So
Galladay is third rounder.
Oh, you're right.
So this would be the territory for a wide receiver.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of someone else. Anyway, go on.
So let's go to you, Rod Dog. Who do you got third?
So I have, and you know, so we got the D lineman. We picked up an offensive weapon. I'm going to aim to shore up the linebacking core now with Troy Dye, linebacker out of Oregon. Dude, 6'4". He's not heavy yet. He's like 225. Get him an NFL weight program. That could change. But he's supposed to be real athletic and good in coverage. And as we've seen with our linebackers this year, we need help in coverage from our linebackers. So we need all the help we can get, linebacker for that matter. So put him behind Chase Young. We could have a nice young defensive core building up there, along with Trey Flowers, of course.
Yeah.
I like it. At least he's a linebacker help. I don't know much about him, but
I agree with that.
How'd you come upon that pick?
WalterFootball.com. when we decided to go into third round, I'm like, I have not studied that deep yet in this draft, so I just liked it. He had that as his pick, and I just looked at all the other players around, and he had a 6'4 linebacker going to us, and I like that pick. I think it fits what we need really well. So
yeah,
I stuck with it.
I think in this draft, the perfect spot to pick a top talented wide receiver is that third round. I really like that territory for us here. And there is a lot of guys you can choose from. You mentioned Donovan Peoples-Jones, Brian Edwards out of South Carolina. There's Tyler Johnson out of Minnesota, tore up Penn State.
We could have two Ty Johnsons.
Yeah, well, this is Tyler Johnson.
Yeah, but we can call him Ty.
Devin DuVernay out of Texas, Michael Pittman out of USC, and Chase Claypool from Notre Dame is another one. Shocker.
No, I mean, Notre he's a good player. He's not a speedster, but he's a big body.
So are we saying the Travis Fulgham experiment is over?
I mean, it's not over, but it doesn't
give him
promise.
A fighting chance, right?
Yeah.
If I had to pick somebody for the Lions in the third round here, and this would just be hoping that he fell to us, is Tyler Johnson out of Minnesota. That might be – he might be gone at this point in the draft. There's a very good chance. But if he is available, the Lions should grab him immediately. I just love what I saw out of him in college.
What type of receiver is he?
He's a thicker guy. He's 6'2", 205. But, man, his hands are elite. The guy does not drop the ball, and
so
he
you
wins 50-50 battles.
So you see him filling in that third receiver spot, though, as a rookie?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what we need right now, is someone who can do something that those other guys
the hope
can
is
do.
That the Lions bring back Amendola again.
True.
Because he was a perfect third wide receiver for Stafford.
So what, rotating with the outside guys?
Yeah, exactly. Someone that can, there's always injuries and things of that nature, too, that you take into consideration, having a guy like that. I'm in the fold, ready to go. So I like the Lions taking it. The other guy I wrestled with was Chase Claypool. just because that's a big guy they can use in the red zone.
Dude's gifted.
But God forbid they use a tall guy in the red zone and throw it to him like Jesse James that we never utilize.
Right. Yeah, right.
Fight it all in the
God
red
forbid.
Zone.
Oh, they aren't anyone for them, man. I mean, jeez, just toss it up.
Yeah. I want the Lions' offense to be like the Titans in terms of the red zone. The Titans are scoring 90% a touchdown rate in the red zone in the last half of the season. Ridiculous. Yeah. Scored 90% of the time they got into the red zone, they scored a touchdown.
I want them to be better. I want them 99.9%. And only missed once.
Exactly.
Just for fun.
Just to make it seem more realistic.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our, way too early three-round mock draft. A lot of names thrown out there. So it just is, blue Kool-Aid drinkers to get your, brains rattling around for names out there and start, hammering it down. And hit us up on Instagram or Twitter and, let us know, who do you think the Lions are going to take in the first round or the second round, or hell, even the third round, like we brought up in this one.
Yeah. Hey, did you, Jake, get his breaking news?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to. He turned his phone back on. He got the messages from his sources, and now I want to know what is your unverified, what's your breaking news?
I can't tell you. This comes from an unnamed source who I obviously cannot name.
Got to protect the source.
But an inside source, someone close to the team. And the word is, it's going to be a shocking, shocking revelation that the Lions are going to trade Kenny Galladay to the Los Angeles Rams.
What?
Whoa. First and a second round pick, and their running back, Todd Gurley.
Just a second round pick. Oh, we get Todd Gurley in return.
Gurley and a second round pick.
Yes.
That would have to be considered.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. The Rams want more receiving power for Goff, and the Lions want to run more. And
so
having Gurley on the team.
Are the Rams going to pay the contract of Todd Gurley? Because he's getting $15 million a year. It's kind of considered poison.
It's going to be creative financing at its best.
All right.
Wow.
Well, I didn't see that one coming, and our listeners definitely wouldn't, and the rest of the league tomorrow will also not know what's coming. I can't wait to see Kenny Galladay and Todd Gurley trending tomorrow on social media.
Yeah, you heard it here first, folks.
Yep, heard it here first.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
And we don't make up rumors on this podcast. We never do that.
Never.
So if you waited around for that, you got a hell of a surprise.
You have the sickness worse than we do. If you wait around for that, we do have a sickness here, right? Drinking the blue Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
The sickness is that we are Lions fans, and
blasphemy.
We can't help ourselves.
No
we
cure for that sickness.
Totally lost.
I want to meet the source. off air though. I want to meet him.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've known somebody inside the close to Bob Quinn inside the Lions system, and you've held it back from us. You bastard.
They don't want me to make that public,
All right. So I think that's going to wrap it up for us here on Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. We really appreciate everybody for listening. We're really getting into it now. 2020 season is underway. 2019.
So long.
Didn't happen. Well, it happened. It's a character building here, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. A lot of moral victories last year.
Not really.
Yep. No. So, but anyways, regardless, we are going forward. We're getting ready for the Lions Super Bowl March, and I can't wait to be celebrating a Super Bowl victory.
Same here, baby. When we said the Lions were going to win a Super Bowl, we weren't saying this year.
Yeah, people got to listen.
Yeah, they got to pay more attention to what we said. But we meant this in 2020. So,
and when we said it 2 years ago when we started the podcast, we meant this year.
Yeah, duh.
The people were not, So, again, thank you, everybody, for listening. Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter at Drinking Lions. Please hit us up on there and, let us know what your thoughts are in this early process of the draft. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your week. And last but not least, as always, go!
Forward down the a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go. Go.